Kellogg's Pep.
Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal with the prize in every package, invites you to share another thrilling adventure with Mark Twain.
Battling the raging elements, fighting the savage wilderness, striking at the enemies of man and nature, one man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains. Mark Twain!
As the first rays of the morning sun dance lightly over the surface of Lake Wantoka in Maine, a gentle mist rises from the cool blue waters. Then suddenly a raucous noise breaks the stillness. Gears grind furiously as a truck backs down to the shores of the lake. In the cab of the truck are Bart Connors, a guide, and Caleb Bannerman, a pinch-faced, tight-eyed New Englander.
All right, Bart, she's close enough now.
By mighty, this is one beautiful spot.
Yep, and probably too. Too profitable for a widow woman to own.
With you wanted, Caleb, she's not going to own as long.
Yeah, well, let's get to work.
Okay.
Yeah. Give me a help up into the back of the truck, Bart. Ain't as spry as I used to be.
Sure.
Yeah, put your foot in my hand.
Yeah. Now I'll climb up.
Yeah. Four barrels of the ugliest critters I've ever seen. How many you reckon we got, Bart?
Oh, about 2,000.
Now, you're sure that'll be enough, Bart? Remember, the Widow Kittery's stocking this lake with more than 40,000 fish in a couple of days.
They'll just be an appetizer for these little devils.
Yeah, good. Well, come on, Bart. Let's do our own stocking of the lake now.
Sure thing.
Now, here goes one barrel.
Yeah. Over she goes.
Yeah, look. They swim away fast, huh?
Yep.
They're plenty hungry.
So much the better. We'll get the other three barrels in, and when those hungry little imps get to work, every fish in that lake will be dead.
Adventure ahead with Mark Trail. And if you want to hit the adventure trail,
help build up strength, help build up energy, help build up strong bones and steady nerves with that famous build-up wheat cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Whole wheat in its most delicious form, toasted flakes. That's Kellogg's Pep. Now, but don't get me wrong, a single serving of Pep won't make you strong as a forest ranger, but a serving of Pep with milk and sugar day after day will provide a powerhouse of food elements needed to build up strength, energy, strong bones, and steady nerves. Yes, you need them all to hit the adventure trail. And mark this. Marvelous multi-flavored Pep has more vitamins than any other ready-to-eat wheat cereal. And before the show's over, I'll tell you about the dandy prize in every package of Pep. Tell you why P-E-P also means prize in every package. Meanwhile, if you want to feel fit for fun and be ready to hit the adventure trail, ask your mother when she goes shopping to bring you a package of Kellogg's Pep. That's Kellogg's Pep.
On the southern shore of Lake Wantoka, a good 10 miles from where the truck parked, stands Clearwater Lodge, owned by Martha Kittery, the widow of one of Mark's old friends, Jeremy Kittery. The lodge and the lake are owned by her and run as a hunting and fishing resort for nature lovers. At the moment, Martha Kittery is standing at the edge of a large meadow on the outskirts of the lodge, peering at a black dot in the sky. Gradually, the dot takes shape and emerges as a plane that dips low in the sky and comes in for a landing on the rolling meadow. Slowly, it taxis up to the place where Martha Kittery is standing, and then it stops.
Hello there. You from the Air Season Service?
Yep.
About time you got here. You're more than half an hour late.
Stopped off on a cloud for a coffee.
What? Now, look here, young man. Don't you be impertinent.
Wait till I climb on the plane. Tell you all about it.
Now, what do you mean?
Hello, Mrs. Kittery.
Well, Mark Trail. Well, I... Mark!
Surprise, Mrs. Kittery?
Not a bit. I knowed it was you the minute you landed.
Oh, just like a New Englander. Never admit to being taken unawares. But wait to see who my co-pilot is. Come on, Sherry. I'll give you a hand.
Hello, Mrs. Kittery.
Well, now, Cherry.
She isn't a bit surprised, Cherry. Knew it was us all the time.
Well, maybe not all the time.
Come on, Mrs. Kittery. Fess up. You didn't have any idea it was us.
Well, I'll admit I was only expecting the pilot from the Air Season Service to fly all over my lake and kind of feed it with fish.
We know, Mrs. Kittery. Ralph Harris of the Air Seating Service is a friend of mine. He called me when your order came in, and I told him I'd go.
And you decided to come up and see Ma,
Yes, Mrs. Kittery. I wanted to pay you a visit and do your service at the same time.
Now, Mark, you always called me Ma when Jeremy was alive. No reason to change now.
All right, Ma.
And that goes for you, too, Cherry.
Whatever you say, Ma.
Well, come on over to the lodge. The fish are in the tank trucks over there. What do you think of them, Mark?
Oh, they're beauties.
Oh, you've got all kinds, haven't you, Ma?
All the kinds that'll multiply in one toka.
A shipping like this must have cost plenty.
Did, but I reckon the sport they'll furnish will draw plenty of customers at the lodge.
Ma, you'll get my hearty recommendation.
In fact, Mark and I would like to go fishing right now.
Now, hold on there, Cherry. Lake's got to be seated with these beauties, and since Mark took the place of the pirate on that plane, appears to me he's got to do the seating. I'll get that worthless hired hand of mine, Jebediah, to help you load the plane for these tanks.
That's well, Ma. We'll have the job done in a couple of hours.
Then I'll have a real good lunch ready for you.
Good.
And a boat and tackle, so you can go out and fish in the afternoon.
All right, Jerry. Open the top of the tank and the plane.
Right away, Mark.
There, Jebediah. What do you think of it?
Never seen the like of it before. Airplane with a regular built-in swimming pool.
For fish. Come on, Jeb. Let's start dipping the fish from the tank on this track to the tank in the plane.
Don't hold with it nohow. Against all the laws of men and nature.
Hear that, Jerry?
I think Jeb's a little old-fashioned.
Maybe so. The way I looks at it, the critters that was meant to fly as birds, not men. And certainly not fish.
They'll just be flying for the few seconds it takes them to drop from the plane to the lake, that's all.
Hey, look. It ain't going to work. Bottom of the plane's leaking now.
Of course it is, Jeb. The bottom's like an overlapping trapdoor. It opens wide to enter the tank like a, like the Bombay in a B-29. There's bound to be a little leakage.
You're right. I ain't going to believe it till I see it. Dropping fish from the air into the lake.
You'll see it, Jeb.
Other thing keeps spotting me.
So what's that, Jeb?
Why don't you just take them fish down in the tank cars and dump them in the lake? Why transfer them to the...
Because, Jeb, it's a big lake. And I want to get these fish spread out all over the place. And I want to do it in the quickest possible time. It's not easy to fill a lake with 40,000 fish unless you fly over and drop them in. Okay, Cherry. I'm going to bank and come in low over the lake.
I'm ready, Mark.
Get ready to open the bomb bay. We'll drop them at 20 feet.
Right, Mark.
100. 60. 40. 20. Not any too soon for me. I want to pull a few of those beauties out of the lake as well as put them in.
Yep. How be you, Mrs. Kidby?
Fool-faced himself.
No, Miss Kittery, you got no reason to talk to me like that.
Caleb, I got no reason to talk to you at all.
You never tell. I been watching that plane seeding the lake same as you.
Ain't no law to stop a body from watching.
Mighty lot of fish you're putting in. Must have cost you a pretty penny.
Now, Caleb, I know you begrudge spending your own money. Don't start begrudging me spending mine.
Furthest thing from my mind, Miss Kittery. Matter of fact, was thinking of spending some of my own.
The answer, Caleb, is no.
You ain't even heard me yet.
Don't have to. You want to buy this place, and I ain't a-gonna sell it.
No, Miss Kittery, this is no kind of business for a widow woman. Needs a man's hand to guide it.
Caleb, practically the last words Jeremy spoke to me before he died We're never to sell the lodge to Caleb Bannerman.
No, Martha, you've got to be sensible.
That's all I've got to say to you, Caleb.
Well, Ma, the job's finished. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know you.
No need to be. Caleb, Mark Trail, Sherry Davis.
So be it.
Hello.
Well, how do you do?
Caleb has to be leaving, don't you, Caleb?
Why,
I thought so. Sorry, can't stay for lunch, Caleb. Come on, Mark, Sherry. We'll need a good lunch if we're going to tie into those beauties that are swimming around in the lake.
And you've got to admit the Widow Kidder is a spunky woman.
She won't be so spunky, Bart, when she learns the money she spent for those fish is just money down the drain.
I don't know, Caleb. I don't think she'll sell to you even then.
Well, that ain't no problem. I'll buy it to a dummy.
Maybe. You say they got the whole 40,000 fishing this morning?
Yeah. Use the plane. Some flying fella named Mark Trail did the job.
Mark Trail?
Well, what are you shouting for? That's what I said.
Holy mackerel, Caleb. You want to buy a fisherman's lodge and the name Mark Trail means nothing to you?
Of course not. Why? Should it?
You bet it should. He's just about the best darn outdoorsman in the whole country. A kind of self-appointed guardian of the forest and protector of wildlife.
So?
So if that fella's around, he's going to find out pretty quick what we put in the lake.
Think so?
I know so. I don't give a hoot for conservation, but I'd find out quick enough what we put in the lake if I had to.
Maybe we'd better keep an eye on him.
I'll tell you one thing. Better not take your eye off him, or your whole plan is going to blow up right in your face.
Well, come on, Bart. Take the field glasses. We'll spell each other watching him till he leaves.
There, Cherry. I guess this is as good a spot as any.
Or are you just tired of rowing, Mark?
You say that again, I'll make you row it back.
I can always use the exercise.
Well, you get some by casting. Here's your rod.
Better get a strike before you do.
Bet.
All right, here goes the first cast.
Oh, no fair. You were all baited up.
I baited your line, too. We'll start together.
All right. Say, Cherry, you're really getting very good.
Oh, thank you, Mark. You're not bad yourself.
Oh, right.
Oh, easy, Mark. Don't lose him.
Much fight to him.
I'll get the net, Mark.
I win the bet.
You always do. Pull him over to the side of the boat.
Well, that's a simple job. Certainly isn't a fighting fish on the end of this line.
Closer, Mark. I'll net him in a second. There.
What is he, Cherry?
Largemouth bass, I think.
Oh? Much of a fighter for a bass. Let's see.
Here, about a four-pounder.
Yeah. Cherry, look.
What?
These scars on the side of the bass.
Oh, it's funny, Mark.
If they're what I think they are, there's nothing funny about them.
Huh?
Come on, Cherry. Pick up that extra set of oars. We're rowing back to the lodge fast.
I tell you, Caleb, he knows. I saw him through the glasses. He looked at the side of that fish.
You sure, Bart?
You'll find out quick enough he gets back to the lodge. They'll set up traps. In a week, they'll clean out the lake with maybe only 1 or 2,000 fish killed.
We've got to stop him, Bart.
Yes.
There must be a way.
There is.
How?
You see down there by the shore, that big speedboat?
Yeah.
I could run them down of that.
They'd see you.
No. No, I'll just lay on my stomach and steer. It'll look just like a runaway boat to them. Then I beach the boat, vanish, and nobody'll know what happened.
All right, Bart. Beat.
Not just so I can be your guide when you buy the lodge.
What?
I want percentage of the lodge.
Percentage? You crazy?
Murder is a very expensive thing to buy. I'm letting you off cheap. Only 25%.
Well, all right. All right. But you hurry. Trail and that girl mustn't get back to the lodge.
Mark, what do you think attacked that bass?
Save your breath for rowing, Cherry. I'll tell you when we see Mark Kittery.
All right. Mark. Mark!
Cherry, I said...
That speedboat, Mark. Look at it.
There's no one driving.
It's a runaway. Mark, it's heading for us.
Come on, we'll row faster.
Mark, it's veered over.
It's still coming at us.
Mark, we can't get away from it. Look out!
With a roar, the speedboat crashes into Mark and Cherry, splintering their wooden craft to bits and throwing them stunned into the water. In a moment, we'll continue, so stand by. Mark and Jerry are in a mighty tough spot. In a few moments, we'll know what happens. But first,
the makers of Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal, would like you to consider this important message. This week, all over the country, is being celebrated as National 4-H Club Week, set aside in the interests of America's fine young people in farm areas all over the land who are members of the great 4-H organization. Are you a 4-H Club member? The Kellogg Company is sponsoring a national 4-H health improvement program, so we're particularly happy to be able to salute all 4-H Club members, and especially the 650,000 who are participating in special health activities. 4-H clubs are open to rural young people between the ages of 10 and 21 who want to learn the best scientific methods of farming, homemaking, or community activity, and learn these things by actually doing them. There's no better way to learn, no better way to become a really useful citizen, a really good American. Why not contact a 4-H club agent in your community? And now back to Mark Trail, brought to you by Pep, the build-up wheat cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the cereal with a prize in every package. And I'll tell you about those swell prizes in just a little while.
The surface of the lake where the so-called runaway speedboat rammed Mark and Cherry is littered with splintered wood. The water churns as in agony. There is no sign of human life near the wreckage. For what seems like minutes, the scene remains unchanged. And then, a head bobs to the surface. It is Mark Trail. He looks around, worried. And then relief comes over him as Cherry breaks the water, too.
Cherry, are you all right?
Yes, Mark. Mark, that driverless boat, it's heading toward us again.
Quick, a deep dive! Cherry!
I'm all right, Mark.
I saw a hand on the wheel of that boat. Someone.
Mark is turning again.
Get ready. A deep dive. That propeller's a murderous thing.
All right, Mark.
Shelly.
Still all right, Mark. I can't keep this up much longer.
You won't have to. Look. From the lodge. An outboard motorboat.
And that speedboat. It's going away.
I guess whoever was driving it saw the boat from the lodge. Just keep treading water, Shelly.
Right.
They'll pick us up.
Mark? Cherry?
We're all right, Mark.
Oh.
Come on, give Cherry a hand.
I can make it, Mark. I saw it. That riderless boat circling around.
There was someone in it, Mark.
What?
Watch out, I'm coming in.
What do you mean, Jerry? Something in that boat?
Someone was trying to kill us.
Mark, is that true?
I'll know better when I find out what caused those scars on the side of the largemouth bass I caught.
I don't understand. What bass? What scars?
I'll explain later, Ma. First, I want to get back to the lodge and get a fishnet.
What you going
to
do with that?
Catch the devil I think is in this lake.
Here's a fishnet, Mark. Is it big enough?
No, it's fine. Now I'll need some weights.
How about some of the lead sinkers you took along in your fishing gear?
Perfect.
But, Mark, how do we keep the net from sinking down to the bottom of the lake?
Easy, Cherry. We tie the top of the net over an oar, and I'll hold the oar straight out from the side of the boat.
Well, that's clear enough. If you ride along, the net keeps everything in its path.
Exactly. The fish are forced against the net. When the net feels good and heavy, we pull it out.
But it's not a very sporting way to catch fish.
I'm after a very unsporting creature, Ma. The bass and other fish we scoop out, why, we'll throw them back. But if our dragnet picks up when I think it will, you won't want to throw it back.
Don't you think the net's been in long enough now, Mark?
10 minutes, I guess so. Cut the motor, Ma. It'll be easier to pull the net in.
All right, Ma.
I'll give you a hand, Mark.
Okay, grab one of the ropes.
Oh, it's heavy.
Don't strain yourself, Cherry.
I can... Man on my end.
Here comes the net.
All right, now. All together, over the side.
Quite a hole.
Must be about 40 pounds of fish there.
Yes, but I don't
see... Oh, look there, Mark. A black snake or something.
That's it, Cherry. That's what I was looking for. And it's not a snake.
There's another one.
Now, wait.
I'll put my bare arm down next to that one. You'll see.
Oh, Mark, don't.
There, you see?
Oh, it's clinging to you like a leech.
Oh, it's ugly, Mark. Don't.
Wait, I pull it off.
It looks like an eel. Oh, Mark, it's horrible.
There.
Oh,
this, I think, is the reason that boat tried to run us down.
What is it?
A sea lamprey.
What?
A lamprey. Cherry, this little 2-foot-long eel is the fisherman's scourge. You see the mouth, like a suction cup?
Yes.
You see those sharp teeth?
Yes.
It fastens itself to the side of a fish and sucks out the blood.
Ooh.
Until the fish has died.
Oh, no.
Or until the lamprey's appetite is satisfied.
How horrible.
It's already invaded the St. Lawrence River and the Great Lakes, killing off a tremendous amount of fish there.
Then the fish I stocked the lake with, they're as good as gone.
Don't you worry, Ma. You won't lose them. But now our job is to find the driver of that speedboat. So let's circle around the shores of the lake. It has to be beached somewhere around here. See anything yet, Cherry?
No, Mark. Me neither.
Wait, cut the motor, Ma.
I see it too, Mark. There, under that willow tree.
Come on, let's row up to it.
It's the boat, all right, Mark. I'll never forget it.
Neither will I.
But no driver.
No, I didn't expect him to wait for us, Ma. Look, over here. Footsteps, broken twigs.
Oh,
this is the way he went.
Well, let's follow him, Mark. You too, Ken, but I'm too old to be running around through the woods anymore.
All right, Ma, you wait here. Cherry and I will get on his trail.
I can use a spell of peace after this excitement.
Come on, Mark. He's left an easy trail to follow.
Right with you, Cherry. Take care of yourself, Ma. And if you hear anything, yell for us.
That you, Mark? Mark, is that you?
No, Miss Kittry, it ain't my trail.
Mark Connors, what are you doing here? I told you to stay off my property when I fired you a long time ago.
Yes, Miss Kittry, it was too bad you did that. Also, too bad you stayed near this boat.
You were the one who drove this boat?
It beached the boat, figuring to pick it up after dark and get miles away from here. I saw a trail and you and the girl riding straight at the shore. So you know what I did, Miss Kittry?
Don't see why you're telling me this.
I made some false tracks away from here. Thought the three of you'd try to catch up with me. Go on a little wild goose chase while I slipped back and got away. Only you didn't go, Miss Kittry.
But get away from me.
And you know what that means.
Get away from me. Get away.
Even if I escaped right now, you'd tell on me, Miss Kittry. So I'll have to kill you.
As Bart advances toward her, murder in his heart, Ma Kittery is frozen with horror at the thought of what can soon happen to her. We'll know in a moment. So keep listening.
Say, there's a prize in store for you. Yep, right inside every package of Kellogg's Pep, those marvelous multi-flavored flakes of wheat, you'll find a bright-colored plastic statuette of a football, baseball, or basketball player, Indians, cowboys, or animals of almost any description. Yes, sir. And each of these statuettes stands on its own pedestal, so you can set them up in toy villages, move them around in games. They're a terrific collection, 18 in all. And mark this, you don't have to send any box tops. You don't have to wait for your prize, either. Right inside your package of Kellogg's Pep and right in its own cellophane envelope, you'll find your statuette. Collect them, trade them with your friends so you have the full collection of all 18 figures. And while you're making your collection, you'll really enjoy that daily bowl full of marvelous multi-flavored Pep. Sir, every crisp toasted flake of it. So when Mother goes to market, tell her to pick the package with P-E-P on the front. P-E-P for prize in every package. P-E-P for Pep, the build-up wheat cereal. That's Kellogg's Pep.
Mark and Cherry, on the track of the man who tried to kill them in a motorboat crash, leave Mrs. Kittery on the shores of the lake where they find the abandoned boat. Bart Connors, the man they are following, doubles back to escape by boat and, finding Mrs. Kittery there, decides to kill her.
You stay back, Bart.
Sorry, Miss Kittery. Antoine, do you no good to scream. You'll be dead before Montrail can return from the false scent I left for him.
Bart!
Montrail!
Yes, I've been waiting for you to show yourself.
You see, that false fence had a bad odor.
Look out, Mark, he's got a knife.
Yes, but your how?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I'll slice your
throat. Look out, Mark, hand me that oar. No.
Thanks for the assist, Cherry.
Oh, always like to be useful, Mark.
Now, let's dunk Mr. Bott in the water so he'll regain consciousness and give us a little information.
Miss Kittery, never expected to see you in my place.
Never expected to be here. Mr. Trail, got something to say to you.
Oh, yes, Mr. Trail, Miss Davis.
And Mr. Bannerman, if you'll make out a check for $4,000 to Mrs. Kittery, we'll all be very, very happy.
$4,000?
I have a pen right here, Mr. Bannerman.
What is this? You people crazy?
You're the crazy one, Caleb.
You see, Mr. Bannerman, $4,000 is just about what it will cost to net and trap the lampreys you stock Mrs. Kittery's lake with.
Lampreys?
Now, don't play innocent, Caleb. Bart's down in the county jail this minute. And you'll be joining him soon.
Jail? Bart?
That's right, Mr. Bannerman. Here's the pen again.
$4,000?
That's right. If you make some restitution, it will go easier with you. For deliberately sabotaging our conservation law. All right. Sign, Mr. Bannerman. Thank you, Mr. Bannerman. Now let's go. This entitles you to a free ride in comfort to the county jail. Jerry, doesn't look like we'll have much time fishing up here.
Why, Mark, what's the matter?
A telegram just arrived from the Conservation Bureau in Washington. They want me to head south right away.
Yes, Mark heads south on Wednesday on what seems to be a routine trip for the Conservation Bureau, but ends up in a life and death struggle with the killer that strikes from the sky. Be sure to tune in, same time, same station on Wednesday, and find out what happens to Mark Trail.
Battling the raging elements, fighting the savage wilderness, striking at the enemies of man and nature, one man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains, Mark Trail.
Remember to tune in on Wednesday when Mark Trail will again be brought to you by the Build-Up Wheat Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
This program came to you from New York. Any resemblance to any persons or places are purely coincidental. Mark Trail by Ed Dodd also appears in the comics of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and Sunday. Stay tuned now for Tom Mix and his Straight Shooters. Today's Mark Trail was written by Palmer Thompson, directed by Drex Hines. Matt Crowley plays Mark Trail and Amy Sedell as Jerry. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.